hey, there's a pretty cool event that's happening on Wednesday. Would-be entrepreneurs from college campuses across West Michigan, yeah, that includes Grand Valley, compete in the M-West Challenge. Let's talk about this with you, Denise Graves. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning, Shelley.
Yes, you, MEDC's University Relations Director for Entrepreneurship and Innovation. Boy, you're one of the challenge's judges. This is going to be cool.
Yes, it is a very cool event, and I'm excited to judge again this year. This is my fourth year in participating in the M-West Challenge. This year, we're very excited. It's hosted at the Kendall College of Art and Design, and it starts on Wednesday from 5 to 9, and we get to see about 36 teams come through, which represents 110 students at the 9 colleges and universities across West Michigan.
This is described as a student venture competition designed to cross-collaborate between students. What's the goal with this opportunity?
Well, the goal is to get students excited about entrepreneurship, and in that vein, to get them to collaborate with other students of, you know, like-mindedness across not only the Grand Valley campus, but the other colleges and universities in West Michigan. Get them interested in, you know, coming up with a business idea or a business plan, which started a few months ago with a Jumpstart competition. So it was a startup weekend format, if you will. And then there was an executive summary and then innovation showcase and 90-second pitch. And then it will culminate into the event coming up on Wednesday. And this allows teams to get used to pitching a business plan, interacting with investors and coaches and mentors from across the West Michigan and business leaders as well.
Denise, talk to me about what this means for your MEDC and the opportunity to support, you know, universities and colleges in our own backyard and future entrepreneurs.
Sure. Well, at the MEDC in the Entrepreneurship and Innovation team, we get very excited and support on a lot of basis the entrepreneurship that happens across the state. So not only do we have business plan competitions, but we also support, you know, the universities and technology getting out into the commercial market. We support smart zones. We support mentors and all kinds of things to spur the entrepreneurial mindset across the state.
And no doubt, again, somewhat in repetition, local universities are positively impacting economic growth across West Michigan and the state by opportunities, by events such as Wednesdays?
Absolutely. Not only from the students, but also some from faculty and innovators within the universities who work to get their technology out into the commercial market. They also integrate that process with their students and get students involved in helping with that commercialization.
Well, how else can the community help? What do you need from us, Denise Graves?
Well, supporting students and, you know, giving them, you know, your mentorship and your support, maybe being a sponsor of the event. I know this event offers $10,000 cash and in-kind resources to the winners of the event. And just, you know, interacting with the students, telling them about your journey, letting them know about your organizations and what they do, and just giving your overall support.
Is this an annual event, Denise?
It is an annual event, yes. And it has started, back in the 2013-14 academic year.
I trust it's good to be an entrepreneur.
It is great to be an entrepreneur in the state of Michigan.
All right. Well, again, Wednesday, a big day for you, this M-West Challenge, including the competition with, as you mentioned, Grand Valley, Kendall, Davenport, Aquinas, Calvin, Cornerstone, everybody in our own backyard. Don't forget GRCC, Kuiper, and Hope as well. Hey, how do we find out more information?
Shelley, the listeners can find out more information about the event and the location of the event, which, again, is at the Ferris State Kendall College of Art and Design. And you can find more information at the mwestchallenge.com website.
Great. Thank you very much, Denise. Take care.